Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night of Max and Friends. I'm glad you're joining me tonight because we're continuing the conscious conversation with my guest, my all-star guest. You don't have Max motivators, and she is one of them. Sherry Carney is joining me tonight again because there's so much to talk about, because together we rise and we need to roar as one. We'll talk about that tonight here on the show. I've got another great guest who's joining me, Jessica Bunavach. She's got her show that's airing tomorrow live here on LA Talk Radio. It's actually live streaming tomorrow, 1 o'clock p.m. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, 1 o'clock a.m. That's 1 o'clock p.m. You know, the illusion of time, and I don't get along. But Jess will be doing her show tomorrow, Monday, and every Monday thereafter at 1 p.m. Pacific time on LA Talk Radio, and she'll be live streaming Polished Woman. Her book is Date Like a Girl, Marry Like a Woman. There's some powerful shows that Jessica has. She's going to join us tonight. We're going to talk about them. Sherry was a guest on her show, and then we were all in the studio. I said, Sherry, you're coming back onto Max and Friends because we need to talk. There's so much happening right now. You know, there's this weird energy, and I think because when truth surfaces, confusion likes to set in. Did you hear what I said? When truth surfaces, confusion likes to set in. And it's us as light workers and healers and those that speak the truth to rise up really together and to command clarity. We need more clarity. And that's really what I've been feeling, you know, and it's happening. There's, you know, we always talk about the shift and we talk about life and all, everything with that. But there's an internal shift in all of us. And until we like move that slight, slight atom, because all it is that one atom in our system that shifts, then we all change. You know, that's how I really believe the universe was created, with that one shift. And we're made of star stuff. So if the universe can be created, well, can you imagine what you can create? My next guest tonight, well, she's created a lot for herself. A couple of books, a couple of TV shows, but more importantly, and I say it that way, not that I'm trying to say the others are important, but more importantly, right now in the climate that we're in, Sherry Carney has created Roar as One. And when we're back, she's going to tell you what she did to change the law in California and why Roar as One is so important right now. I'm your host, Max Tucci for Max and Friends, and we'll be right back. LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. That was Roar, because that's what we're going to do here tonight. We're going to roar as one because my guest, Sherry Carney, is back and joining me in the studio. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You've been busy here at LA Talk Radio.
I have been busy, and I love every second of it.
I do, too. You know, I love having you on, and all of a sudden, I said, we want her on. I said, be my guest, because Sherry's got a message, and she's got a purpose, and she's got a heart virtue that's shining so bright, and you're changing lives one day at a time. So thank you for being back on Max and Friends.
And thank you for having me and giving voice
absolutely
to all survivors,
you know,
to
what?
All victims.
To humanity.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying? Because
yes,
the labels are there of victims and of those that have been abused. And it, like you said earlier on another show, on Jess's show, you know, it's like that tattoo. But that tattoo doesn't have to always stay there, because there's people that love you and will help you kind of remove it. You know what I mean?
But that, you know, when you're a survivor,
yeah,
you don't see the love.
Yeah.
You don't see that there's people there to help you.
Yeah.
You only feel your pain, and you feel alone,
yep,
ashamed, and isolated.
Mm-hmm.
And to have you, you've got to talk about the closet you were talking about.
Yeah.
I loved what you said.
Well, you
that
know,
was amazing.
Ash Beckham, we have her here. Y'all remember the shows with Ash Beckham. If you don't know them, go right now to latalkradio.com/Max. I'm in the conversation with Sharon. I'm like, let me not even tell you about what's going on here. But go there. Find the conversation we had about her TED Talk, Hard Equals Hard. No matter what your closet is, and I was sharing Ash's story, no matter what your closet is, it's no place for you to live. Whether it's because you're gay, you have cancer, you were sexually assaulted, you were sexually abused, you were raped, you have HIV/AIDS. No matter what your closet is, it's not a place for you to live, because there is light, and together we shine so bright. So Sherry's shining bright with me tonight here in Max and Friends. Tweet me at Max Tucci. I love you all for tweeting me. I just saw that you retweeted me, Rich Cruz. Thanks so much for doing that, because you know what? I see you with Mama Oprah. And those are the... You know, there's a vibration and a synchronicity, Sherry. And when you're there to tell the truth, and you've been on the Oprah show how many times?
I have been on the Oprah show one time.
One time.
And it was a life changer, because it really made me feel not alone in that closet anymore.
Yeah.
And that people cared, and that we all need to, this is the fight. The fight is for the right to body safety. We all should have a right to be safe in our own bodies.
Yeah.
A right not to be sexually assaulted or harassed or abused or bullied.
But you know what I want to do? I want to take that word fight out, because the word fight is just such a mess. So, you were fought. You know, like you had to fight these people off. Enough fighting. Let's
know,
just rise. And why I say the fight, right? Because I always like replug into The Secret. And when we put words like that, that's what it's going to be. And this shouldn't be a fight. This should just be something that unfolds naturally because of collective people coming together.
And you know, I wish, like, I was listening to the wedding of Harry and Meghan. And
yeah,
I heard that
love
pastor talk about love, and how if we loved each other,
mm-hmm,
and how if we connected to each other, we wouldn't be able to do these acts.
Mm.
We wouldn't accept it. We would find justice. We would be able to speak out. And it really made me think. It really is like when you assault, bully, or harm someone,
mm-hmm,
it's anti-love. And can love cure that? I mean, we need to love ourselves.
Well, can it? You've been through it. Can love cure it? You have a husband now. You're loved.
You're right. I mean, that is the most healing thing for
right
me, is to have a man in my life who loves me with his heart and soul,
mm-hmm,
who I love with my heart and soul, who I trust to the very fiber of myself.
Okay, I'm going to pause you right there, because I just heard in my spirit, for those who are tuning in for the first time, where have you been? I've been here 10 years, and Sherry's been here 10 years, too. But just briefly share your story. Give us the Reader's Digest version,
okay,
for our new listeners.
Okay, so for new listeners, I grew up in a family where there was a lot of physical violence. My mother tried to murder me when I was about 6 years old by putting a pillow over my face. I always thought there was no God. The phone rang. I think God called at that time and saved my life.
Mm-hmm.
My mother burned me with cigarettes, battered me, emotionally abused me by telling me I was too ugly to ever have a man in my life. I better be smart, because I was too hideous to be loved.
Mm.
And I was sexually assaulted by my father from the age of about 6 months old to about 3 to 4 years old, mm-hmm. and then raped by a close neighbor family friend.
And then repressed it.
And then repressed all memory of it.
Wow. Until that moment when you're in court?
I took my first child sexual abuse case.
That's right.
I didn't want to take it. It was too sordid. It was too sad. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to hear it. I was like everyone else. Mm-hmm. Denial, denial, denial. Cross-examining the father perpetrator on the witness stand, mm-hmm. baby was 3 years old. He'd been sexually assaulting a year and a half, mm-hmm. and there was medical evidence.
Mm-hmm.
There actually was evidence of the sexual assault.
Yes, there was.
And he's testifying, and he's saying he didn't touch her, and he doesn't know what the word touch meant.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said he touched her, and it was maybe 200 times because he needed to medicate her because her mother dressed mm-hmm. her in underwear.
And
that
meanwhile,
was too tight.
The judge is like, order in my court!
And I am screaming at this guy,
yeah.
walking in front of him, slamming mm-hmm. my fist down in mm-hmm. front of him. The judge cited me for contempt.
Mm-hmm.
I kicked the contempt citation away.
Mm-hmm.
And once the father answered, I did touch her, but I did it to medicate her.
Mm-hmm.
I reached across the witness stand and tried to strangle him.
Okay, and then you went to jail.
And I went to jail.
2 days.
Right. Well, 2 days is a lot if you're a lawyer. It's a lot for anybody.
Are you kidding?
It's
2 days
too many
for anybody.
2 days is 2 days too much.
And then you are, it's mandatory court.
I was court
therapy.
Ordered into therapy.
And that's when?
I was in this therapy group. I mm-hmm. had a terrible attitude. Mm-hmm. I thought I didn't belong there.
Mm-hmm.
I felt sorry for all these poor women mm-hmm. who were victimized, but I came from a decent family.
Right.
And the therapist had me write a letter to my mother.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Mom, you betrayed me and I'll never forgive you.
Mm-hmm.
And out of this letter spilled at the last sentence,
mm-hmm.
and I'll never forgive you for letting Dad sexually abuse me and incest me.
And you read this out loud? And
I read it
like,
out loud to the group.
Did you hear yourself read it?
I did not.
But everyone else did.
And the therapist said, you need to read that last
yeah.
sentence again, because everyone was like, what?
Yeah. You shifted the energy
and
in that
And I read
room.
The last sentence again and broke down in hysterical tears,
mm-hmm.
ran out of the room,
mm-hmm.
sat on the steps,
mm-hmm.
and I made a decision in my life, and I mm-hmm. decided I could run and keep running from my truth,
mm-hmm.
or I could at least try to face it.
Mm-hmm.
And that decision changed my life,
mm-hmm.
because I wanted to run out of there and never come back.
No.
And I wanted to call everyone crazy.
Because the past hurts.
It really hurts, especially when you tell yourself
mm-hmm.
a story about how it was okay.
Right.
The family was okay,
well,
and you were loved, and
absolutely.
Maybe they're a little messed up, but
you it's know. Pattern. You know, you don't know that it's wrong because no one told you it was wrong, but
I
you
mean,
felt it was wrong.
It felt icky.
It
it's
did.
Like you know when you're touched and it doesn't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
It just didn't. It felt icky.
I've never experienced that. So I don't know. And
but
that's
I mean,
just
it's
honesty.
Gotta, it's gotta,
you know what I'm saying?
Because the perpetrator has an intent.
Right.
And the intent is to get something from
right.
himself, to take something from you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're always fighting as a survivor, feeling like people are taking something from
right.
you. So what I did in my life mm-hmm. is I just kept giving everything away.
Yeah.
So that
imagine.
No one could take it from me
right.
anymore.
Yeah.
And my husband one day said to me, you need to learn to receive and accept.
Right.
And you just stop giving everything away.
Well, one thing I want you to give is where people can continue your story, because you wrote a book about it, right?
Well, I'm in the process. Our book isn't published
right.
yet.
But don't you have another book that's out?
I do have a book that's
right.
out. It's
What's
called
that
Prey,
book?
P-R-E-Y, No
that's
Longer.
Right. Sell that book right
Sell
now.
Sell that book right now.
Sell that book.
The book that I'm working on right now is my memoir, and it's
right.
called The Girl Behind the Curtain,
mm-hmm.
One Woman Breaking Silence.
All right.
And
that's based off of the show, too, right? There was a television show about you on NBC?
The NBC movie was based on my real life.
Right.
But because NBC had standards and practices,
right.
and because it's only 2 hours, there's
right.
so much of my story
that we're missing.
They couldn't tell.
Right. So we're going to
so
look forward to that
it.
Book.
Oh, my God.
But the book, Prey. Tell us about Prey, because that's out right now. And they can buy it on Amazon.com?
Amazon.com. Prey No Longer is for any survivor or mm-hmm. person who thinks they might have been sexually assaulted.
Mm-hmm.
How to get through the legal system. What is a deposition?
Can
what do
we
you need-
send one of those books to Barton Brooks' mother? We're going to talk about that story tonight.
God.
But continue. What do you need to what?
So what you need to do if you are thinking about
mm-hmm.
holding your perpetrator accountable in a
right.
court of law.
That's if you know who they are.
That is if you know. And that's if you have your memory.
Right.
And that's if the statute of limitations still hasn't run in your
right.
case.
And that's if you didn't take a shower right after you were assaulted, so you have DNA. And that's after you hopefully got a rape kit that was $1,000.
Exactly. And that's
let's,
also
let's
if you,
break the truth
you
here.
You live in a state that allows
Woo!
You.
There
I
you
just
go.
Spilled my champagne.
That was, you know
Not
what?
Enough.
That's perfect because because you know what that was all about is that switching the energy, because that's what needs to happen. People need to start spilling their champagne and start realizing what's really happening and that there's rape kits out there that aren't being used. Let's call a thing a thing, Sherry Carney.
You know what I just found out, and I've been doing this 25 mm-hmm. years. I just found out that 1 in 7 children of sexual assault are under the age of 6.
Yep.
And so,
but did you find that shocking?
I did find it shocking.
Really? Even being in this for so long?
I found it shocking. And I found that the reason perpetrators go after the younger children is that we repress all memory.
Yeah.
They're more likely to get away with it. They have more access, mm-hmm. more confusion, more likely repression, more likely the courts won't believe you, mm-hmm. more likely people won't care about you, mm-hmm. more likely your mother's going to say, that couldn't have happened. You made
happen.
It up.
Right.
And so perpetrators, pedophiles, and predators are smart.
Of course.
And we need to take our love, take our togetherness, take our power, mm-hmm. and make a difference.
And you're doing that.
I am.
You are.
Thanks to you and to
Jessica, who just entered into the studio. She's going to join us in a moment. But, you know, I want to talk about, Jess, your mic's not on yet, so give me a minute. We'll introduce you in a moment. Okay. But I want to talk about, you know, Barton Brooks. I read this because we're talking about children, and what was the statistic again?
1 in 7.
Okay.
Children are sexually assaulted before the age of 6.
Okay, so
that's unbelievable.
You know what? It's unfortunate, but I don't think it's as unbelievable as people think.
Right.
You know, that's the fact. It has to be believable because it's happening.
You're right.
So we need
to
stop using the word unbelievable, because it's believable, because that's a real statistic and it's happening.
And we are going to believe those children tell us that.
So kids, if you're listening tonight and you feel that this has happened to you, or this actually has happened to you, not that you feel it, but that you know it's happened to you, you know what? Go right now online. You can go on Twitter, because you kids are smart on Twitter. Find Sherry Carney. She's on there, at Sherry Carney. Go to @Roars1, the number one. Reach out. You know what? And speak your truth. We're here to help you. There's a whole bunch of hotlines you can call, too. But you know what? We're here. We'll direct you to ones that you need to be directed to. Where can people go? Is there a victim hotline
that
you know?
There is a victim hotline. There's the National Victims Crime Center. There's many resources. Okay. Also,
in New York, I know you dial 311.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And also, even if you witness another child being mm-hmm. sexually assaulted, sexually abused, mm-hmm. bullied, harmed,
you dial 911.
That's right.
Okay, let's call a thing a thing. And we need to take our police officers, too, accountable. When this is happening, they can't make these victims feel even more victimized.
They do make them feel victimized. They
I watch CSI and all those shows. And you know what? They're based on true stories.
It's a lot worse in reality than it is on CSI.
Because those shows are based on true stories, and they leave out a lot. With those criminal intent and all those shows.
That's it.
Shit, don't get me started.
Don't get me started.
I want to roar as one with you, Sherry Carney.
We're gonna roar as one.
But we're going to talk about right now, GoFundMe.com/Carla, CARLA, Brooks, BROOKS. Y'all know Barton Brooks. He was here on the show. His mother, 79-year-old woman, okay, you listening, people? 79-year-old woman, if you go right now to that GoFundMe.com/Carla Brooks, you'll read the story that in the middle of the night on April 17th, a man entered his mother's room, crept into her bed, and started stroking her hair. She woke to the stranger looming above her and began to fight for her life, absolutely terrified as he gagged her. Okay, he slammed her head against the headboard and held her down as he brutally beat and sexually assaulted Carla Brooks. His beautiful mother, who turns 80 in less than a year, violently joined #MeToo at 79. He can't type anymore, because I can understand. Like, you know, if this, yeah. So the mother said, though, however, as we were talking, Barton's talking to his mother, she looked at Barton and with a little smile said, "He didn't break me, though. I fought like a tiger the whole time until he left." So right now, go to GoFundMe.com/Carla Brooks if you feel like you want to help. They're raising, they're above their goal, mm-hmm. but that money, what that money's going to, okay, is to help people who have been through this to get these rape kits, because how much do they cost, Sherry Carney?
They can be $800 to $1,000 to $1,200.
And they're not covered by insurance.
They are not often covered
and like
by
we
insurance.
Say here, 23andMe, you can get on Groupon and it's
and really, 23andMe for, I don't know,
right.
$69,
exactly.
You can get your DNA tested
yeah.
for 20 centuries.
I just pulled a whoopee. I stopped in my mid-fuck. But you know what? What I do know is there's something called Amazing Grace. And we're going to play that song right now by the one and only Boy George. And when we get back, I'm going to let this song just permeate through your soul right now. And to let you know that you're not alone, that we see you, we hear you, and you matter. And when we come back, Jessica's going to join us. Stay tuned to Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci.
Amigos marcados, nós
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Amazing Grace. That's the song. You know, there always is Amazing Grace. And you know what? That grace is inside of you and you're amazing. So it's just a reflection of who you are. Jessica's joining me right now. Jessica Bunavach, the host of the new show, Polished Woman on LA Talk Radio live stream. And of course, Sherry Carney's with us. So welcome to the show, Jessica.
Hey, Max.
Oh, thank there's you your mic.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. Jessica literally just came from four shows. She's like doing a media junket press tour over here. She just had Sherry on one of the shows.
Yeah,
it's going to be airing on a Monday.
I'm excited.
Where, let me tell you, that was when you two first met. Sherry's like, what are we going to talk about? I'm like, it's going to be a great show. And literally, I'm sitting there watching this, and Jessica's like one of her most private details of her life came out. You'll have to tune in the show to see it.
Yeah.
But even Sherry, like, this is what I love about Sherry, because Sherry's like, baby, I got you. And the two of you became like holding Kathy Lee. You two just started co-hosting.
Like, okay, I was like her guest, and she was like,
right?
Well, that's why I didn't invite anybody, because I felt like I needed to, you know, hear this. I needed your advice, because I know that, you know, there's something. They have to find out, right? What happened?
Yeah, they're going to tune in to the show to find out.
They're going to tune in on the show. And I needed your advice. And it made me very, very emotional.
Yeah, but you know, what's interesting is that, Jessica, you're just amazing that you're doing this show, Polish Showman. How does it feel to be now? You know, you came from the show from Lifetime, making a model with Yolanda Hadid, threw you in the reality light. Before that, you were a TV presenter in the Philippines for years.
Yeah.
You also have your book, Date Like a Girl, Marry Like a Woman. You have your next book, hashtag Polished Woman, coming out. You've got the show. You're a mother. You're a wife. You are the glue that keeps your family together. And meanwhile, on your show, you're telling your most personal details, and then you're like, boom, hair done, makeup ready, let's do another show. Congratulations.
Thank you. Hey, it's because of you.
Together we rise.
Hey, you guys, this guy, I don't know, he just called me one day. I was, you know, my dad just passed away, and I was like crying. He's like, get your shit out there.
That's
you
right.
have to do your purpose.
Is that
you
what I sound like when I call you? Keep going. What else did I say? Give my voice a little more conviction,
though. You're born here for a purpose.
That's
right. You got to do it. So, you know, get out there and do this. You know,
it's like, true. You know, and that's the thing, is that you're your best guru, because you listen to yourself. I just helped you along the way, but you actually listen to yourself. And I believe that for everybody, that we all have a purpose. We are all here. Listen, there's billions of sperm. That one that made it to that egg, and you were born, and you're trying to figure out why. Because you have a purpose.
Totally.
You know, and it's energy, collective energy. You're here because you're here to enjoy the earth. You know, we're just a reflection of the universe looking down on us. And when you look up at the stars, that's all of us shining bright.
Yeah.
Right? And that's what you're doing. You're shining bright, girl.
Yeah, but it's hard. You have to go through a lot of pain, right?
Yes.
For you to be able to share all of this. I was like praying one day. I was like, why do I have to go through all of this? And I feel like, okay, because you have to share it. Because you have to, like, you know, share it to everyone and teach them that those pains that we had in our lives, that's what we, you know, we get it out there and help other people.
That's what makes us who we are.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, you wouldn't be the woman you are today if you hadn't gone through what you went through. Max would not be the man he is today if he hadn't had the life he had.
You know, I'll tell you, because, you know, and it's interesting when you say the life you had, the life you had. You know, yes, I have a fabulous life, you know, but I also consciously created that, because there's conscious creation, unconscious creation.
Yeah.
Obviously, as a child, my life wasn't like, you know, my father died when I was 8 years old.
Yeah.
And it took years. I was so pissed at him. I was like, you motherfucker.
You abandoned.
Left me.
Abandoned.
For me, it wasn't abandonment, because it was more of, you gave me a role that I wasn't supposed to have.
Right.
And that was the father.
Man of the family.
That was the mother. That was the husband. That was the brother. That was the uncle. That was everything. It was all good, because one day I was in an ashram, go to Kashi Ashram. If you're in Florida, go to Kashi Ashram. And I'm walking around Kashi, and all of a sudden, you know, my testimony is my fuck you that turned to a thank you.
Yeah.
And I was pissed at my father, like literally, like fuck you for dying on my birthday and for my life now ending up this way. And then I got it. I was like, no, thank you. Because you died, you gave me my life. It was like the most selfless gift that he can give me. And it was on my birthday. So it was like the best birthday present.
Yeah.
But obviously, you know, through life, we don't look at our tragedies, if we want to call them that.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't think death is a tragedy. To me, death is like the most beautiful thing that one experiences, because it allows you to then, you know, bring your energy forth. But, we're at the half part. Stay tuned. No, keep the headphones on. Yeah, I just feel like throwing that in there. But, you know, so It was that moment where I realized that, yeah, you know what? But also by growing up with women, especially a strong mother,
yes,
and a sister who, a strong Scorpio sister.
Oh, God.
You know, we have our differences. But the reality is that, you know, these women prepared me to help other women.
Yes.
You know, I really believe that to be true. And also because a man is sitting in a room with women, they don't always get their point across because, you know, it's
they
like...
Don't always, they never get their point
well,
across.
You know, you're an attorney. I'm getting my point across, though. So because it takes time to listen, you see, and to say, I hear you, I see you, you matter. And we all do. And that's what your show's about, too,
yes.
Polished Woman.
Yeah.
And that's what your show's going to be about. Talk about conscious creation.
That's it.
Right? So tell us a little bit about your show, and then we're going to talk to Sherry about how we can all get involved with Roar as One, because during that interview, you were
I really want to be involved.
So we'll talk about
really
that. But right now, let's talk about your show. What made you think of this show, and why are you doing it now?
I really felt that, as I've said so many times, I felt like, you know, things happen for a reason, and I felt like this, all these trials and tribulations and hardship, it came into our lives for a reason. You know, I think everything has a purpose, and I felt like instead of, you know, crying and just being depressed and, you know, and have anxiety, I felt like, no, I had all of this for me to inspire other people, encourage them, and not to do the same thing that, you know, I did, or I don't want any other women to be harmed as, you know, the things that I had in my life, you know, I want them to be, I felt like I wanted to save them because of what happened to me. So I felt like I was born here to be involved with women. I don't know.
Women and making them polished.
Yeah, and making them polished.
And polished is from the inside
that's
out.
That's right.
Yeah. It's not like people think of polished women, they think of perfect hair, perfect makeup,
perfect
clothes, perfect weight, perfect everything. And it's really about being polished inside and about loving yourself and accepting your journey and accepting and finding your path in life.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
It's only through women coming together do we really understand ourselves?
Yeah.
And it is through love, like you said.
It's love.
And through understanding. You said something really good on your show.
Mm-hmm.
You said, you know, you really learned to listen, and you wanted women to feel not alone, and you wanted them to know they're loved, and you wanted them to come to the community of women that's here for them.
Yes.
And that's really important work.
Yeah.
Because we all feel isolated. Mm-hmm. We all feel alone. We all feel... Anyone that's had any kind of trauma, whether it's a divorce, a death, an illness, sexual assault, bullying, a loss of a child, an ill child, feels alone. They feel like people won't understand. No one can feel their pain. No one knows what they're going through.
Yes.
And I say to everyone, like you say, Jessica, we've been there. We hold you.
Yeah.
We stand together. We love you, and we are your family and your community.
And we roar
and
as one.
And you, Max, taught me so much of that.
Thank you.
Roar as one. You taught me, you have embraced me in such a way as I just adore you. You've just
Isn't
have supported
amazing?
Me in a way that so many people may not understand or understand me, but you've just been like a guardian angel.
Thank you.
And I really am so grateful to you, because I can roar better with all of
roar
us together.
Yeah.
And as a team, as opposed to feeling like we're roaring alone. And we need the love and the work of you, Jessica, and you, Max.
Together.
I mean, together
it really
we rise.
Is hashtag together we rise.
It is hashtag
it really
together
is.
We rise.
You know,
I think that's your purpose, Max.
I think it is your purpose.
Yeah, all right, so let's talk about purpose, because we talk about purpose often here on Max and Friends. And one of my guests that I have on often, which is another Max motivator, is Gordana Biernat, and her book is hashtag Know the Truth. And also Tamara Bowman, who we had on years ago, is going to be on Jessica's show.
Yeah.
But we talk about heart virtue. And your heart virtue is something that makes you weep, literally, makes you get chills down your spine. That will naturally turn into your purpose. So listen to your heart virtue. Listen to your body, because your body is telling you what your purpose is on a daily basis. So remember that and listen to that. Hey, speaking of listening, I need you to go right now to latalkradio.com/max, because there you can listen to over 10 years of shows here on LA Talk Radio. Tweet me at Max Tucci. Let me know what's going on in your life. We're going to talk about Roar as One. We're going to talk about rising together and really just being, you know, the light that shines so bright in this world. Because, you know, if you've seen the movie A Wrinkle in Time, we are the light. We really are. And when we let those little moments of darkness creep in, they could spread so fast. So we need to continue to shine on, because I know that the most beautiful light shines on every day in all of us. And that's one of my favorite songs that we're going to play here on Max and Friends, Most Beautiful Light by my buddy Ash Ruiz. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Roar as One and how you can get involved, because the only way we can roar as one is if we are one. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends. We will be right back. I guess we don't have that song, so I'm going to give you this. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. Well, I will work on getting that song back here, but right now we're going to play Sabrina Johnson, Peace. I guess that we don't have that song. Hey, Dina, can you come into the studio for a minute? Because for some reason, I can't get my songs playing, Dina. I guess the universe is saying, talk about Roar as One now.
That's
so,
it.
Sherry Carney, how do we talk about
it
and get involved?
So Roar as One means rise, organize, act for justice for rape, sexual assault, sexual harassment. It is together we rise. Mm-hmm. And the whole point of this is that we should have, as Americans, the right to body safety.
Right.
In other words, this is...
Well, tell your story about what you said to Jessica about the bubble.
Okay, so this...
Oh, I like that.
Okay, so this is what made me think about body safety. When we're born, it's like we have a protective bubble around us.
Yeah.
And that bubble lets us know who we are, mm-hmm, and lets us see that we're separate from other people, but it's our protection. Mm-hmm. It's like something that keeps us safe. And when you are sexually assaulted, sexually harassed, incested, sexually abused as a child, it pierces the bubble. And so that protection around us, that womb of who we are, is no longer there, and we're just raw in the world. Mm-hmm. And the problem with that bubble being pierced is that predators, perpetrators, and pedophiles can see we don't have a bubble around us, can see we're not protected anymore. And that's why children who are victimized and sexually assaulted as kids tend to be 45% more likely to be assaulted on a college campus, mm-hmm, tend to be raped, and tend to be domestic violence, because we are no longer operating as someone with protection around us. Mm. And I don't know how you ever get that bubble back.
Yeah.
I don't think you get it back.
Yeah.
I think that you hope that the legal system protects you. You hope that your family stays and protects you. You hope that the love of your life protects you. And you hope that you can stay safe. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that bubble ever comes back. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think? Because that's the tattoo.
Well, you're living it. You're living it right now.
Yeah.
So did your... You've been, because you're embraced by love. I think that's what the bubble is.
I think the bubble is,
you know, your husband embraces you. I mean, we're embracing you. You know, Jessica's embracing you. Roar as One is embracing you. So I think you start repairing the bubble. Those are the patches that repair the bubble. Mm-hmm. Are all these people collectively coming together saying, we see you, we hear you, you
I
matter.
I think that's right. I mean, now I'm going to start crying.
Aww. You know?
I think that that's actually right. And that's a good way to see it, that the Me Too movement and the Roar as One movement repairs us.
We're not built to break.
It is repairable.
Yeah, because we're not built to break.
But I don't think...
And it's not minimizing what happened, right?
It's saying you can heal and recover from it.
And it's saying
and
you can
roar again. And you can roar as one.
Yeah, but you have to go through it. You have to go back You know what I mean? It's, you can't
regression
block
to
it.
Remember
no,
what it is.
Jessica, you're
that's,
right.
Yeah, you it, can't block it.
It's not that you can pretend that bubble's yes. never been pierced. Yes.
Right.
And it's, your life will never be okay.
Yes.
You will have problems with your sexuality, problems in relationships, yes. problems with your health, problems getting job, problems with money, problems maximizing your potential mm-hmm. if you pretend.
And now solutions.
Okay, and problems and, with alcohol and drugs.
Yeah.
And
solutions?
Solutions is... speaking your truth.
Yes.
And
okay.
believing
oh,
yeah, each other. Listening.
You know what? Yeah,
what?
I think the solution for me is forgiving the person that assaulted you. That
Someone. Yeah.
I don't think you have the power to forgive them. Only God or the higher being can forgive. Mm-hmm. The person you have to forgive is yourself.
Yeah.
That's all we have the power to do is to forgive
because
ourselves.
Because I'm sure there's a lot of blame, too, that thinking it's you deserved it. Why did it happen to me?
Of course.
There's a blame factor.
You feel guilty.
Well,
you feel shame.
Well. You
yeah.
know, your parents, by not being there, you know, by...
Right, by not
like
noticing, by not protecting
yeah.
you,
yeah.
by not making a safe environment,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
by being people that you can't tell because they see you as perfect or
right.
Catholic
mm-hmm.
or invulnerable or not
mm-hmm.
believable.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, I do think that it's about speaking up, but it's about listening to each other
mm-hmm.
and about standing together.
Mm-hmm.
We can't leave victims and survivors
right.
alone. We can't be
Martin's
the lone
mother, 79-year-old woman.
Right.
Yeah.
Can't leave her alone.
But
I
you
know.
Can't
but
be
not
the
only
lone
women,
voice.
Because let's talk about men too. You know, we're running out of time because that's just the illusion of it. We're not running out of anything. We just gotta move on from this space.
yeah.
Right to the next. But men too.
One of my early cases was a male
mm-hmm.
who was sexually assaulted by another male.
Mm-hmm.
And what he felt was that he was not a strong enough male,
mm-hmm.
that he wasn't man enough to stop it, that he wasn't, you know, men feel not so much responsible
mm-hmm.
as weakened and their manhood taken from them
mm-hmm.
because they were sexually assaulted.
Yeah.
And I mean, 16% of adult college males going to college are sexually assaulted on campus.
Mm-hmm.
And 1 in 6 boys.
And you don't go to the campus police, you go to?
The police. And one of the reasons Roars One is so important
mm-hmm.
is because if we create a constitutional human right
mm-hmm.
and it's a federal law, it means you don't have to try to fight in every state, that you have people like us who get a law enacted with Congress
yeah.
that protects you across the United States.
Yeah.
Because I'm somebody who changed the law in California,
mm-hmm.
worked on changing the statute of limitations.
Mm-hmm.
We passed law. That's why the Catholic Church ended up being sued.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they
well,
they,
you know, I use, I mean, back in, you know, I was an altar boy.
I cannot... I cannot wrap my hands around that, but you are angelic.
And, you know, the reason why
you
I
were
say
an
it,
altar boy?
I was. And, you know, it never happened to me in the Catholic Church. And I don't know if we talked about this before, but I think it's because they knew our family had money.
You did mention that. But
you know, and I think because they knew that if they tried something... That hey, first of all, Max, I talk every Sunday night here on Max and Friends. Could you imagine as an altar boy, I wouldn't stop.
Oh.
I had to be quiet for the whole service. I was lighting the candles. I almost burned the church down. And I would do the incense and like really get it
oh
going.
My gosh,
yeah,
man.
Because then they would open the windows.
Oh, no.
You know? But
really
so
get
I think
going.
That, yeah, exactly. So for me, they knew, you know, like, A, he's a force of nature, number one.
Yeah.
Number two, his family can afford attorneys. Don't mess with
that.
And
it's more than that. They sense that you had a family that would support you
yeah.
and stand behind you.
And
it isn't just about money.
Too.
But in many communities.
No, it is a lot about money. Because I, you know what? Let's do a statistic. Let's go uh-huh. through how many of the people in the Catholic religion, okay, were molested by a priest, and let's look into their senses of their finances. We could find that out.
That's interesting.
We could find that out.
What I hear from victims of Catholic
mm-hmm.
Church molestation
mm-hmm.
is that it tends to be families where there's not a father and where the you know, Father Baker is
mm-hmm.
welcome into the family as a father substitute.
My mother's story, you remember it. She told you, no? A priest used to come
yeah.
to my mother's house in Brooklyn, and he would tell my grandfather,
oh, go buy me some cigarettes. And he would be able to be alone with my mother. And that's when he, like, you know, would try to touch her. My mother, you know.
You met my mother.
I love your mother.
You know, we're talking about roar as one.
She roars by herself. Scream.
You know, exactly. And so it never got to the point of, you know, penetration or any of that.
But it was bad enough that happened and that she wasn't protected.
That's right.
And that the person that was godlike to her.
Exactly. The father.
Sexually assaulted her and broke her trust.
Yeah.
And it doesn't, I mean, one of the things we have to make sure of mm-hmm. is that we don't say, well, I have no right to speak out because it wasn't that bad. Mm-hmm. No one penetrated me.
Right.
Or no, they only
I'm
tried.
Not trying to minimize it.
No, but I'm just saying that trauma
continues with you.
How dare they do that?
Of course. Like Barton, you know, he wants to that guy. And we could say what we want, but you know, I've been getting emails like to drop the F bomb, but I just love it because it's like, you know, there's nothing more satisfying than
nothing more than
but you know, I want to lift the energy because here's the story. There's a great organization called Roar as One, and it's at Roar as the number one. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tweet it on Max and on at Max Tucci. Right now, here's the thing. The only way we can roar as one, like I mentioned, is that we are all one. There's 10 followers right now. So I say to all of you listening, if you've been through the hashtag Me Too, if you're hashtagging sexual abuse, whatever you're hashtagging, and this is something that speaks to you, okay, you've got to join the movement because there's with voices, there's power. You know, it's like when everyone rises together and when we join organizations that Sherry's created so that we can really make a difference in this world. If you want to see the difference in this world, you've got to be a part of it. So what really made you start Roar as One? What was missing or what is missing?
I mean, here's what really happened. I had a legislative friend and I wanted to get the law changed further in California to eliminate any statute of limitations for civil suits, for sexual assault, sexual abuse, and I wanted the law to include third parties like churches, schools, Masonic temples, whatever, and an aide to the governor.
Because it's not just Catholic. This happens all religions.
In Mormons, in Judaism.
Perverts are perverts.
And predators have to be
our
around
predators,
children.
Right.
It's the Boy Scouts. Mm-hmm. It's athletes in swimming teams. It's kids in high school playing football. It's everywhere. Mm-hmm. And the message came back through the governor's office through a friend of a friend that you tell Sherry Carney, I am not moving the statute of limitations one more step in California to increase the time you can sue or to include third parties such as schools, hospitals, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I said the F-bomb and said, I'm done. We
say
better
it.
Make a
say it.
Fuck this shit.
Yes.
We need a national movement. We need a constitutional right. We cannot fight state by state. We need to rise as one across this country.
Right.
And the Me Too movement needs to have a goal, which is change the law, give everybody rights.
Yeah.
Give us human rights.
That's so simple.
Once we have human rights, then we'll spread it through the world.
Uh-huh. You know, why is something so simple so complicated?
We should have a human right.
Yeah. Jessica, don't you want to say something?
No. Don't we have it? Don't we have...
No.
No?
See?
We don't.
No, here in America?
No.
I thought only in the...
I'm glad that you're reacting this way because a lot of people are right now.
People think, don't we already have that right?
No.
No, we don't.
Oh, I thought we do.
We don't.
I thought it's just in my country.
See, this is why you're going to roar as one.
Oh, I know. That's
we don't have that.
Yeah.
Even the legislation in Congress with Congresswoman Gillibrand, Senator Gillibrand, she can't get the sexual harassment law passed against the United States Congress. What's holding it up?
Men.
Just in Congress.
Men.
Is senators don't want to be personally liable if they sexually assault
men.
For damages.
But wait, that's why I think this is the right time.
This
of
is
course,
the time.
But she can't get it passed. So now I'm saying, as a country,
enough.
Yeah.
Let's give people rights.
Yeah.
Let's give people the opportunity to speak. More women, more men would tell their story, would come out, would be Me Too if there was something that was done about it, if they were honored and recognized.
All right, let's reword this.
Yeah.
things are being done about this.
Things are being done about it. And you know what? We need a museum that honors sexual abuse, harassment, survivors. We need a place where people can go
to see that it's real.
To see that it's real and to see that they are not alone.
This is the Holocaust of America.
This is the Holocaust.
And people do not want to look at it.
And it is the Holocaust.
How many people need to be sexually assaulted? 200, 200,000, 200 million? Enough.
And 200 billion. And this is the Holocaust. I'll tell you what's hard about this Holocaust. Mm-hmm. During the Hitler Holocaust, you knew who the enemy was.
Right.
You knew who the person was that doing it. I lived a Holocaust, and the enemy was my family.
Mm-hmm.
I was a prisoner of war in my own family. And the camp was my house. And I am not alone.
And you're not.
Not alone.
You are not alone. And I see you, I hear you, you matter. I see you, I hear you, and you matter. And I see and I hear all of you, and y'all matter. We got to wrap this up because it's time to go. But give us something that we can take into this week, because you give tips on your show before we leave. So give one that you just want people to take with them this week.
Well, I always say this at the end of my show, right? Give love.
Give love.
You know, we're talking about love right now. And, you know, if there is something going on in your life, speak up.
Speak up. What do you have to say?
Roar as one.
Roar as one.
Let's stand together and love each other and have rights at the same time.
All right.
Because law is the floor and love is the ceiling.
Oh, you know what? That's right. Why don't you do this?
She is.
The human rights. No, the human rights.
Yeah, we're doing it right now with Roar as One.
This is a human right.
Yep. So go right now on Instagram and Twitter, find Roar as One. Find Sherry Carney. Find Jessica Bunavach. Find Polish Woman. Find me at Max Tucci. And this is what I'm going to tell all of you tonight. You know what? Collectively, we are all one. You know, when you see this, there's one earth, one universe, one. The number one represents, I think, totality, because all you need is one. And I love you all for tuning in, and I want you to remember that life is beautiful. Look at yourself and realize that you too are part of that beauty. So right now, let your light shine this week, because in my eyes, you are the most beautiful light. And here's my song from Ashru, is that I was going to play earlier, but now the universe let me play it now. I love you for tuning in. Catch me every Sunday night here on Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends. Good night and good karma. Right now, most beautiful light. Super low,
really?
And I kept bumping it up and pushing it closer.
Check 1 2, check. Check 1 2, it's this one.